Oh, the red rose. What a marvel, what a mystery. Let's unravel this, shall we? Picture this over 150 species, 3,000 varieties, mostly in shades of red. It's not just a flower. It's a cultural icon, a symbol woven into the very fabric of our being. Each petal, tells a story drenched in history, mythology, and those personal tales that stick to your ribs like a hearty meal. This flower, my friends, transcends its botanical roots and blooms into a beacon that echoes across time and space. Now let's time travel to ancient Greece, where the tales are larger than life. Chloris, the goddess of flowers, finds a lifeless nymph and, with a flick of her divine wrist, transforms her into the first red rose. It's like a magical makeover. Then comes Aphrodite, the goddess of love, who names this wonder Rose after her son, Eros. Jump to the present, and we're still tossing these beauties around on Valentine's Day. Talk about staying power. Next stop, ancient Rome. Venus, in a hurry, gets nicked by a thorn bush. Where her divine blood kisses the earth, red roses spring forth. This isn't just a flower. It's a love symbol, born from sacrifice, and it's the finale of a journey, the sweet dessert after a long meal. Let's talk colors. Red roses are like a complex dish, each shade telling its own story. Light red, pink, that's grace and femininity, subtle yet profound. Dark red, it's gratitude, a heartfelt, vibrant ruby red, pure, unadulterated passion. Burgundy, that's deep commitment, like a slow-cooked meal simmering with love. The darkest reds, they speak of rebirth, of reinvention, like a classic recipe turned divine. And the numbers, they're more than just petals. One rose, a fresh start in love. Two, mutual affection, a perfect pairing. Three roses celebrate a month of love, while six hint at something deeper. 10 roses, your perfection on a platter. And 12, that's the full course meal, complete, satisfying, utterly fulfilling. But wait, there's more. The scent of a rose isn't just a fragrance. It's a whole experience. Dark roses bring a heady aroma, like a bold truffle in a bustling kitchen. The size and thickness of the petals count. Peach and pink roses have that classic rose scent, while orange ones surprise you with hints of fruit and clove. Yellow and white, they're like a refreshing lemon zest in a floral bouquet. And here's the twist. Roses are not just for gazing at or sniffing. They're a culinary wonderland. The sweeter the scent, the richer the flavor. Red roses can spice up your sugar butter, even ice cream. Imagine that a secret ingredient that elevates your dish from great to extraordinary. So there you have it, the red rose, a tale spun from mythology, a canvas of color-coded messages, a feast for all the senses. It's not just a flower. It's a narrative, a journey, an experience that delights every sense. Whether in a myth, a bouquet, or on your plate, it's a reminder of the beauty and depth of life. Like the perfect meal, it's something to be savored, explored, and above all, enjoyed.